This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello and welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, I'll bring you a listening with painter Henry Isaacs of Sharon, Vermont. Then, our list of bests spotlights nonfiction and culture. Our reviews will look at the latest audiobook releases in contemporary culture, including a review of We Are Not Such Things by Justine van der Leeuwen, read by Aaron Bennett. We also have Thomas Walken's Learning by Ear. The reviews this time focused on the continuing struggle for women's rights. Let's get right to it. Henry Isaacs, listening with. He's a painter, and he's in Sharon, Vermont. Sometimes, says painter Henry Isaacs, he needs silence, and sometimes he needs a story. In his studio, surrounded by sketches and studies for his large paintings, Isaac almost always listens to audiobooks while he works. He listens across genre, but tends to choose fiction over nonfiction. Without a story going, I can get really trapped by myself. What it does, curiously, is imposes a freer, more direct way of working. It takes part of my mind away so that I can be relaxed. It's almost essential. I'm very unhappy when the phone breaks or the speakers get busted. And that was Henry Isaacs, and that talking with was conducted by Jennifer M. Dowell, our managing editor at Audiophile Magazine. Okay, we're going to look at our bests now, and our bests in nonfiction and culture have two pictures with QR codes. This time the pictures are of Dennis Boutsakaris and Susan Erickson. Okay, and you know what that means. If you scan it with your smartphone, it'll play a sound sample of what that narrator has to say about the book he or she recorded. All right, our first best is The Abundance by Annie Dillard, read by Susan Erickson. Next, we have The Gene by Siddhartha Mukherjee, read by Dennis Boutsakaris. Hamilton, The Revolution by Lin-Manuel Miranda and Jeremy McCarter is read by Mariska Hargitay, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and Jeremy McCarter. The Hero with a Thousand Faces by Joseph Campbell is read by Arthur Morey, John Lee, and Susan Deniker. The Hour of Land by Terry Tempest Williams is read by the author. How Women Decide by Therese Houston is read by Susan Boyce. I Contain Multitudes by Ed Young is read by Charlie Anson. Joy on Demand by Chedmeng Tan is read by Telly Leung. The Kingdom of Speech by Tom Wolfe, read by Robert Petkoff. Lost Sound by Jeff Porter, read by Arthur Morey. Old Age by Michael Kinsley, read by Danny Campbell. Then Comes Marriage by Roberta Kaplan and Lisa Dickey, read by Andrea Gallo. Tribe from Sebastian Junger, read by the author. The View from the Cheap Seats, written and read by Neil Gaiman. And The Year of Voting Dangerously by Maureen Dowd is read by Elizabeth Rogers. And that's Audiophile Magazine's best picks of authors, narrators in nonfiction and culture. And now we will have our reviews in contemporary culture, and our first review is an earphones winner. And as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews display a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone will play a sound sample of the book, and I'll let you know when a review has a QR code. And if you don't have a smartphone, You can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is We Are Not Such Things, The Murder of a Young American, a South African Township, and the Search for Truth and Reconciliation. It's written by Justine van der Leeuwen, and it's an Earphones winner read by Aaron Bennett. Narrator Aaron Bennett delivers Justine van der Leeuwen's research on a vicious killing and its connection to the racial fracture between blacks and whites in colonial South Africa. The restrictive policy of whites towards blacks eventually became the government-supported system of apartheid. Bennett's intelligent delivery keeps the history lesson engaging and the crime as shocking as ever. In 1993, a group of black men attended an anti-apartheid meeting and were roused to violence. Amy Beale, a young white American scholar who, ironically, was an African National Congress activist, was brutally murdered by the mob. 20 years later, van der Leeuwen interviewed many of those involved with the case. Bennett's extraordinary narration captures her revelations of oppression, racial inequality, and gender-based violence, taking listeners deep into the heart of a troubled, complex nation. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of We Are Not Such Things, The Murder of a Young American, a South African Township, and the Search for Truth and Reconciliation. It's written by Justine van der Leeuwen, an Earphones winner from Aaron Bennett. It's available from Blackstone Audio for 19.25 hours, unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next in contemporary culture, we have Time Travel, A History by James Gleick, read by Rob Shapiro. Does time move like a river, or is it more like an elevator? Is time the antithesis of eternity? Narrator Rob Shapiro provides an excellent reading with a blend of authority and wonder as author James Gleick attempts to answer these questions and more in his creative and entertaining survey of time travel fiction and science. In particular, he compares the physics theories of Albert Einstein and Richard Feynman to the literature of David Foster Wallace, Robert Heinlein, and James Joyce. The audiobook also serves as a history of the science fiction genre, originally called scientifiction, and explains how the genre owes a debt to the innovative approach to time travel proposed in H.G. Wells's The Time Machine. Richard W. Stimm wrote that review of Time Travel, A History by James Gleick. It's read by Rob Shapiro, and it's available from Random House Audio for 10 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have The Kingdom of Speech by Tom Wolfe, read by Robert Petkoff. From evolution to penicillin to the Big Bang Theory, the past 175 years have seen science crack some of nature's biggest mysteries. But the origin of human language remains a puzzle for the most part. Narrator Robert Petkoff's bright and energetic delivery reflects the author's well-known, penetrating intelligence and curiosity, here matched with a dose of exasperation as he traces the history of disproven theories on language development and acquisition. Tom Wolfe's most caustic humor is squarely aimed at science when he sees it collapsing under the weight of personalities such as Charles Darwin and Noam Chomsky. Petkoff switches from a tone of satire to wonder at what a singular species we humans are, while having little idea of how we got that way. Brian Price wrote that review of The Kingdom of Speech, written by Tom Wolfe, read by Robert Petkoff, and available from Hachette Audio for 4.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is entitled Framed, Why Michael Skakel Spent Over a Decade in Prison for a Murder He Didn't Commit. It's written by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and it's read by Peter Burkrot. In 1975, 15-year-old Martha Moxley was brutally murdered near her own home. She lived in an upscale Greenwich, Connecticut neighborhood, a neighbor of Kennedy cousin Michael Skakel, also 15 at the time. 27 years later, the state of Connecticut charged Skakel with her murder. Narrator Peter Burkrot makes us believe that what he's going to say is really important. Our ears prick up. We are attentive. Burkrot tells Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s terrible but true story of the railroading of Skakel for Moxley's killing. Burkrot gives Kennedy's impeccable research the gravitas it deserves. He outlines the media frenzy during the trial as well as the facts that there was no physical evidence linking Skakel to the crime, and there were favors exchanged for phony confessions. Burkrot delivers this fascinating account of an innocent man trapped in a corrupt judicial system. That review by yours truly, Sandy Henschel, is of Framed: Why Michael Skakel Spent Over a Decade in Prison for a Murder He Didn't Commit. It's written by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., read by Peter Burkrot, and it's available from Tantor Media for 13.5 hours unabridged. Just a reminder that you're listening to the December-January issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that helps you to discover the world of audiobooks. All right, turn back now to our reviews in contemporary culture, and our first review after this break was Present Over Perfect, Leaving Behind Frantic for a Simpler, More Soulful Way of Living. It's written and read by Shauna Nyquist. Shauna Nyquist invites listeners to leave behind an anxious, chaotic life for a more peaceful and purposeful one. The author narrates her collection of essays with the intent that sharing her journey from being busy and unfulfilled to slowing down and embracing simplicity will help others who know the same burned-out feeling. Nyquist's soothing, warm voice supports her message of seeking grace. Her delivery is smooth and her pace leisurely, and she sounds authentic as she encourages others to relish the present and consider each piece of advice. Each essay reflects an openness to life and is spoken in a gentle way as to protect listeners from the burden of perfectionism and overextending themselves. Denise Zajkowski wrote that review of Present Over Perfect, Leaving Behind a Frantic for a Simpler, More Soulful Way of Living. It's written and read by Shauna Nyquist, and it's available from Zondervan for 4.75 hours unabridged. Next, we have The Road Home, News from Lake Wobegon, written and read by Garrison Keeler. Your anticipation makes what happens wonderful. That line from a Garrison Keeler monologue describes a Garrison Keeler monologue well. His slow delivery and gradual unfolding of characters and events are familiar to anyone who has listened to his radio show, A Prairie Home Companion. Fans will anticipate the comic turns of phrase. The guest room is a crucial element in a long-lasting marriage. In stories laced with dramatic elements, the lines themselves still come as a surprise that guarantee a chuckle or laugh. Listeners may remember these monologues from years past, but they still resonate. The production includes a ghost story with Keeler touches, the last thoughts of a dead deer, and a guest speaker gig with a surprise for the comedian. James A. Stewart wrote that review of The Road Home, News from Lake Wobegon by Garrison Keeler, read by the author. It's available from Highbridge Audio for 3.5 hours as an audio program, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Real Food, Fake Food: What You Don't Know, What You're Eating, and What You Can Do About It. It's written by Larry Olmsted, and it's read by Jonathan Yen. Be prepared to change your food buying habits after listening to this carefully researched look at the American food industry. Narrator Jonathan Yen's conversational expressive style makes it easy for listeners to absorb the sometimes surprising information about the food they think they're purchasing. For example, restaurants can legally serve lobster rolls that actually contain no lobster whatsoever. Yen deftly handles the required accents as author Olmsted travels around the world, from French vineyards to Italian cheese caves, Japanese beef farms, and California olive groves, explaining the importance of terroir and the difference between authentic foods and their readily available, insufficiently labeled knockoffs found in American markets and restaurants. Besides detailing foods to avoid, this audiobook recommends products that can be bought with confidence. Candace B. Levy wrote that review of Real Food, Fake Food, Why You Don't Know What You're Eating and What You Can Do About It. It's written by Larry Olmsted, read by Jonathan Yen, available from Highbridge Audio for 12 hours, unabridged. And next, or finally, in contemporary culture, we have modified GMOs and the Threat to Our Food, Our Land, and Our Future, written and read by Caitlin Shetterly. Caitlin Shetterly still doesn't know what caused her debilitating illness, but she found her symptoms lifted by a corn-free, all-natural diet. The author travels to track down possible effects of genetically modified crops, took her to the U.S., Midwest, and to Germany. As she narrates her own story, Shetterly conjures vivid images of a windy day in Nebraska or the fresh veggies she eats. These images are the backdrop for interviews on unsuccessful efforts to regulate modified foods, the declining bee population, and possible contamination from wandering DNA. Shetterly's travelogue through the world of GMOs, which started with an Elle article, seeks to encourage listeners to reconsider the foods they eat. James A. Stewart wrote that review of Modified, GMOs and the Threat to Our Food, Our Land, Our Future, written and read by Caitlin Shetterly. It's available from Penguin Audio for 11.5 hours unabridged. All right, let's take a look at Learning by Ear, Thomas Walken's column, The Struggle for Women's Rights Continues. The abundance of career options for women today, the stubborn persistence of workplace insults and obstacles, the empowerment of women to feel free to break through and correct these barriers. Listeners will think about all these things as they hear the personal growth audios in this month's collection. All written and performed by women, they focus on women's continuing struggle to actualize their talents, balance their lives, and contribute in the public arena as respected, capable players. Audios like Trainwreck and Shrill show how the media and popular culture perpetuate centuries-old bias against women, discouraging them, judging them more harshly, and diminishing their opportunities to contribute, and shushing them if they speak their truths. What makes the audio production of these books so arresting is that the stories they tell are not only personal, but also delivered by female voices that sound engaged and empowered by what they are sharing. These voices make the books sound as authentic as they are enlightening. A few of the writers are accomplished female executives, like television producer Nina Tassler, who wrote What I Told My Daughter, and Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg, who wrote Lean In. Some are by younger authors whose snappy writing and counterculture tone make their messages sound revolutionary, energizing, impossible to ignore, and combine such messages with the distinctive power of the human voice creates an audiobook that go beyond intellectual stimulation. They'll help a lot of women take notice, take names, and take on anyone gets in their way. Good Listening and Bon Courage by Thomas Walken. And these reviews I'm about to read are from Mr. Walken. Shrill Notes from a Loud Woman by Lindy West, read by the author. The 34-year-old author is known for writing about feminism, fat shaming, and social justice for magazines, and her blog, he or she, offers a series of autobiographical essays about her transformation into a self-affirming, outspoken social critic. Her writing is stream of consciousness style and her performance spontaneous, but she never sounds unhinged. The undercurrent of moral confidence and personal pride in her voice blends her opinions and vignettes into a coherent message. And though her language is blunt, she sounds authentic, like there's a real person behind these observations and opinions. Her stories of growing up in a world in which large and outspoken women are shamed will be welcomed by all women who feel reluctant to be who they are in a culture that is too often cruel and disapproving. That's Shrill, Notes from a Loud Woman, written and read by Lindy West, available from Hachette Audio for 6 hours unabridged. Next, we have Feminist Fight Club by Jessica Bennett, read by Bonnie Turpin with an introduction by Jessica Bennett. In this refreshing audio, full of snappy suggestions for confronting misogyny in the workplace, the author reads the introductory sections while Bonnie Turpin delivers the bulk of the discussion. Both women convey believable certitude and justifiable impatience with today's still sexist work culture. Turpin in particular gives enormous credibility to the author's keen observations regarding how men prop up their egos by preventing women from contributing or getting credit. Turpin's vocal security works well, especially when she delivers the sections on how women can be complicit in their oppression at work. She invites them to be more vigilant and self-affirming. This is well-written, convincingly narrated disruption for men and women who've become too complacent about the insults and biases that women still experience in today's workplace. That's Feminist Fight Club by Jessica Bennett, read by Bonnie Turpin, and it's available from Harper Audio for 6 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Trainwreck by Sadie Doyle, read by Alex McKenna. This intelligent audiobook is about the cruelty we heap on women celebrities whose misdeeds and even out-of-the-norm behavior are lambasted in the media. We find these women easy targets for hostility and judgment compared to men who are lionized for their misbehavior, even when it's destructible. Likeable McKenna is clearly engaged with the truth in narrating this author's message. McKenna has a rattle in her lower vocal register, but she's so effective and authentic that it quickly becomes irrelevant. This sweeping audio blends centuries-old examples and pop culture figures to bring home the injustice of our puzzling ideals and anger toward women. Expertly written and performed, it's a wake-up call for us to examine the hidden assumptions and reflexes we have unfairly that denigrate women. That's Trainwreck by Sadie Doyle, read by Alex McKenna, available from Random House Audio for 7.5 hours unabridged. Next, you have What I Told My Daughter by Nikki Tassler and Cynthia Littleton Editors, and it's read by a full cast. In their inspiring introduction to their timely book, a TV executive and an entertainment magazine editor write that women have a responsibility to help their daughters combat prejudice against women, to teach them that we don't need to demand equality so much as we need to live and breathe it in everything we do. What follows are the personal stories of accomplished, often ceiling-breaking executives and celebrities. With cogent, richly textured stories, these mothers reveal how they tried to prepare their daughters for lives of equal respect from others and unfettered, self-actualizing achievement. The narrators chose to perform their stories unfailingly true to the spirit of the book and well-matched to the thoughtful women whose stories they render. That's What I Told My Daughter by Nina Tassler and Cynthia Littleton Editors, and it's read by Madeline Mabee, Janina Edwards, Fiona Hardingham, Amanda Carlin, and Joy Osmansky. And finally, we have The Bitch Is Back by Kathy Hanauer, read by Terry Schnaubel. In this sophisticated look at how women approach life and love in their middle years, The author uses the stories of 25 women to illustrate and celebrate the courageous choices women make, often against cultural expectations. Terry Schnaubelt delivers these stories with unfussy clarity. The audiobook's heavy subject matter, the making of choices that respect a woman's deepest drives, as well as the people she cares about, would be challenging for any narrator, so it shouldn't be a surprise that even a gifted narrator like Schnaubelt misses some of its rich undercurrents. But her relaxed tone and command of phrasing nevertheless make this easy to hear and to absorb. All five of those reviews were written by Thomas Walken, and they are from Learning by Ear. That concludes our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when I'll have the February-March issue of Audiophile magazine, as usual, filled with reviews of your favorite authors on audio, narrated by some of the best voices in the business. I'll have some narrator highlights and special features about all things audio. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.